Welcome to another Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie. Today, I'd like to introduce you to a 2012 Aeon recording by the ensemble Diabolus in Musica, directed by Antoine Gerber. The disc is entitled Pleurer, Gémir, Crier, and it describes itself as a requiem for the golden voice of Johannes Ockeghem. Ockeghem, of course, was a Franco-Flemish composer and singer who died in 1497. He had spent the last 46 years of his very long life in the royal city of Tours, and at his death, the Dutch Renaissance humanist Desiderius Erasmus wrote, "So has it now fallen silent, that voice once so noble, the golden voice of Ockeghem? Is the glory of music thus extinguished? Mourn, as many of you as have been seized by the sweet study of music, and speak of that man with praises. The sacred phoenix of the art of Apollo is fallen." The poet Guillaume Chretien exhorted his contemporaries thus, "Musicians, be sure to lament. Singers, weep for that illustrious lord as you study his sweet angelic songs." And indeed, a number of famous composers took up his challenge. One of the best-known pieces presented on this CD is Josquin des Prez's Nymphe des Bois, a piece that pays tribute to Ockeghem's own Deploration on the death of the composer Gilles Benchouet. Nymphe des Bois is a chanson motet that sets a text by Jean Molinet in four voices in combination with a fifth part that says Requiem Aeternum, taken, of course, from the Requiem Mass. Its words mean, "Grant them eternal rest, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them." Let's listen to the end of the piece where the Molinet poem says, "Don morning attire, Josquin, Pierre de la Rue, Brumel, compère, and weep great tears from your eyes. You have lost your good father. May he rest in peace. Amen." Thus, a poetic lament naming famous composers of the day seamlessly moves into the liturgical sphere, ending with the word pacem, in both voices, peace, soaring up to heaven before the somber amen. The disc also includes a number of pieces probably composed before Ockeghem's death, including Jakob Obrecht's Missa Sicut Spina Rosam, which clearly shows the influence of his teacher, Ockeghem's, Missa Mi-Mi, as in the solmization syllable after Re, and nothing whatever to do with Maurice Chevalier. And it also includes Antoine Bounoy's In Hydraulis. A hydraulis is an organ powered by water, for your information. Bounoy's piece is a technical tour de force for both the composer and those who attempt to sing it. Its erudite text praises the master Ockeghem and his fulfillment of the musical discoveries made by Pythagoras, who supposedly heard the above-mentioned water organ. The composition ends with the words, "May you be greeted for your merits as the supreme master of melody. Farewell, true image of Orpheus." The singers certainly do not hold back at the end of that extraordinary piece, do they? We have heard the ends of two pieces from this CD of Diabolus in Musica that is itself a tribute to the end of Jean Ockeghem. There might be some sort of logic in there somewhere, don't you think? That's it for this time. If you'd like to know more about this recording, you can visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, you can browse our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie. Thanks for listening.